Cancer is a scary word, and people are often reluctant to talk about it. That can make it difficult to know what your family history of the disease is. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Theodora Ross, who directs the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center's Cancer Genetics Program. Dr. Ross discusses the value of genetic testing for inherited forms of cancer.
You're in a unique position to guide those with a family history of cancer, and your book brings all that expertise together. And you say that it takes courage to look at our genetic inheritance. Tell us your own story of how you came to this decision.
Yes, my own experience was that in the 1990s, we started to discover these cancer genes, BRCA1, BRCA2, and in the process of that, my own family was having cancer. So my sister was 35 years old, had breast cancer. She died when she was 38, and that was all in the mid-90s. And then these genes were discovered. So you'd think at that point, I'd say, wow, interesting. But no, at that time, people talked about, well, why would I want to know? There's nothing I can do. And we really didn't have much that we could do. We could test and find out that people had one or two genes that we knew of, but we didn't have a lot of genes that we were looking at. And then as time went on, they figured out that if patients had these mutations, they could do things, either be surveyed more, have more mammograms, but most importantly, they could reduce their risk of getting cancers by having prophylactic surgeries, removing breasts, removing ovaries. And at that point, when we started to see those data, it became clear that knowing some of your genetic inheritance was really important.
If you test positive for a gene mutation, does that mean you have a 100% chance of getting the disease, or are there other factors?
You definitely do not have a 100% chance of having the disease, the cancer that that particular mutation is associated with. The ranges of your lifetime risk, your chance of having it in your lifetime, can go from 10% to 87% to 90%, depending on the gene. I guess there are a few genes which we don't need to talk about. Most of the time, most of the mutations that we test for, it's a range of risks, and those are all modified by the environment. If you smoke, you drink, you don't exercise, etc.
In your book, you include a family pedigree that charts your family's medical history. So if a person suspects there's a history of cancer in their family, is this a good first step, charting out the history?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it's not going to be completely accurate. You'll probably get some of the cancers wrong. It's well known that, you know, Uncle Joe didn't tell Aunt Gladys exactly what he had, because there's all that cancer secrecy stuff still alive and well. But still, putting down, you know, which side of the family has this, which side of the family has this, what kind of cancers, and if you can, talking to a genetic counselor, they can help you so much, because they can go to the physicians, you know, they can go to the physician's office and get records that will document what your family actually had. And that is a two-way street, because it helps researchers when we have accurate family histories. But it also helps you, because then we can decide, well, what kind of syndrome are we really thinking about?
That was cancer geneticist Dr. Theodora Ross speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.